very good evening to you on this Christmas Eve. We welcome you all to the Church of the Ascension. In particular, of course, we extend a heartfelt greeting to the minister, the Reverend Bobby Liddell, and representatives of the congregation of Lekakurri Presbyterian Church. We celebrate the first communion of Christmas, albeit in very different and unusual circumstances this year. The processional hymn, "Come and Sing the Christmas Story This Holy Night."
And also with you.
God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Almighty God,
to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you, and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 62, beginning at verse 12. Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have posted sentinels. All day and all night they shall never be silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest, and give him no rest, until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it renowned throughout the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, I will not again give your grain to be food for your enemies, and foreigners shall not drink the wine for which you have laboured. But those who garner it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in my holy courts. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up an ensign over the peoples. The Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth, say to daughter Zion, see your salvation comes. His reward is with him and his recompense before him. They shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The epistle is written in the letter to Titus, chapter 3, beginning at verse 4. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy, through the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. This Spirit he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Gradual Carol, 182. Silent Night, Holy Night.
Gospel of our Saviour Christ, according to St. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours." When the angels had found them and gone into heaven, The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Waiting for lockdown to ease, waiting to return to work, waiting to return to school, waiting to see family again, waiting to travel, waiting to visit the shops, waiting to enter a shop, waiting for Christmas, waiting for a consultation, waiting for an operation, waiting for the vaccine, waiting for the pandemic to end, waiting for Santa Claus, waiting, waiting. There's been a lot of waiting this year. Waiting can be an anxious time when you're uncertain of what is ahead. Waiting can also be frustrating when you just think, want the thing waited for to come and be over. But waiting can also be breathtaking and exciting when we're waiting for something good to happen, waiting for something exciting to take place. At Christmas time, we remember the long wait of God's people, waiting for the offspring of Abraham, through whom all nations on earth would be blessed, waiting for a shoot that would come from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will appear. The Spirit of the Lord will be upon him, will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, as we read in Isaiah 11. The Philistines came and went, still the people waited. The Assyrians came and went. The Babylonians came and went, and still the people waited. The Persians came and went. The Greeks came and went, and still the people waited. Then there was 400 years of silence with no prophets and no word from the Lord. Waiting, waiting. Bethlehem Ephrathah waited. Though small among the clans of Judah, Bethlehem waited to bring forth the one who would be the ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, as we read in Micah 5. They waited for the time when the eyes of the blind would be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped, the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. They waited for the servant of the Lord, God's chosen one, in whom the chosen one in whom I delight, says the Lord. I will put my Spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout out or cry in the streets or raise his voice. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. Isaiah 42. Waiting, waiting. The Romans came, and still the people waited, waited. Then, one day, God spoke, quietly and inconspicuously. The angel Gabriel came to a young virgin in the small town of Nazareth in Galilee and said to her, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." In 9 months' time, the waiting was over. And an angel of the Lord appeared to some shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you great news that will cause joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, the one waited for." The centuries, the millennia of waiting were over. The promise fulfilled. No wonder the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." No wonder old Simeon rejoiced in the temple. "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." No wonder we gather and sing, "Lord of all, let us acclaim him this holy night. King of our salvation, name him, throned in the height. Son of man, let us adore him. All of earth is waiting for him. Son of God, we bow before him this holy night. He is now God with us, Emmanuel." But you know, there's still waiting to be done, folks. His work through the cross and the empty tomb are done, completed once for all. But his kingdom rule has yet not come in all its fullness and completeness. And so we wait on. We ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly, as we wait eagerly for the adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies, as Paul writes in Romans 8. The very creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. We wait for the Lord. And so here are God's instructions to us tonight. At the end of this year of waiting, and as we wait for more months of waiting, and as we wait for the Lord's coming, here are some things I think the Lord wants us to remember. First of all, be patient, for we have a greater hope than this world can give. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. Be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. James chapter 5. Then secondly, glorify the Lord while we wait patiently. Say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and live self-controlled lives, upright and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 2. Thirdly and finally, keep ourselves in God's love as we wait patiently. As we wait patiently, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus to bring you to eternal life. Jude 1:21. In these times of waiting, we will face frustration, but we have a greater hope than the end of coronavirus. We wait in the sure and certain hope of the coming of the Lord to complete his kingdom and call his children home. And so at this Christmas time and into the new year, may we say with the psalmist, "I am confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Wait for the Lord. Be strong, take heart, and wait for the Lord. Psalm 27. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.
We believe in one God.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you have promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith.
Lord of your people, in this holy night your Son, our Saviour, was born as a human child in a stable at Bethlehem in poverty and simplicity. We and Christians the world over who are celebrating his birth imagine those surroundings and join with the shepherds in wonder and praise. Open our hearts that he may be born in us today. We pray for this diocese, for David our bishop, and for the worshipping communities represented here tonight. As angels proclaimed good tidings of joy, give us grace to preach and to receive the gospel of Christ's redemption. As shepherds worshipped at the manger throne, accept the worship we offer. While we rejoice in our different traditions of worship, we rejoice even more that on this special night we come together in celebration of his nativity. We thank you for our material lives, praise you for our spiritual lives, and trust in you for our eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of creation, in this holy night, the angels praised you by declaring both your glory in the highest and your peace on earth. As we simplify our activities and traditions this Christmas, may we focus more on the celebration of your birth and life-changing message of your love for us. Look upon the nations of your world today, divided still by pride and fear. Strengthen those who work for peace and justice in Yemen, as well as in other places where there is conflict. Bless Elizabeth, our Queen, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the Secretary of State Brandon Lewis, and the government, the First Minister Arlene Foster, the Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill, and Executive, President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste Leo Varadkar, and government in the Republic, the statesmen and women of the European nations, as well as public representatives and others in positions of responsibility the world over, who are addressing issues to alleviate the ongoing effects of the ongoing global pandemic. Now that an effective vaccine against COVID-19 has been produced, may it and other vital medicine be distributed speedily. May we and all who belong to you live as your chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation declaring the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. In the name of him who is the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Lord of our relationships, in this holy night Bethlehem was hallowed by Christ's birth. Help us to make room for him in our neighbourhood and in our places where we live. We think about our families, our relatives, our neighbours and friends with whom we spend this day. Although many of us are gathered together as families, some of whose members have come home for Christmas, there are others this year who are unable to come home or who will spend Christmas alone. Many will also work over Christmas, although they wish they could stay home. For each one, whether at home or away, may Jesus come among us. May we receive him as your gift and know him as our friend. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all healing, in this holy night there was no room for your Son in the inn. Protect with your love those who have no home and all who live in poverty. Bring comfort to those for whom this season is clouded by coronavirus or other illness, by unemployment, by famine or hunger, by loneliness, bereavement or natural disasters. In particular, we pray for all about whom we are personally concerned or anxious, all self-isolating and all refugees. Protect the doctors, nurses, family and carers looking after them. Stir us up in our responsibilities towards them. Keep us from resisting your call to share with those in need the reality of our joy, the richness of your gifts and the good news of your coming. Lord, in mercy, hear our prayer.
In this holy night, heaven has come down to earth and earth is raised to heaven. Bind us together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all who shared our Christmases in years gone by, who now rejoice in the greater night of God's heavenly kingdom. Quiet of your presence, we bring before God those whom we remember. Whether we are filled with hope in this holy season, or in a place more attuned to the hill of Calvary than the stable of the Nativity, in your mercy, open our ears to the eternal echo of angelic voices proclaiming tidings of comfort and joy.
Amen.
Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
We do not presume
to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, graces, Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen.
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called the Prince of Peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Hymn 164. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old.
Thank you.
Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. You have given Jesus Christ, your only Son, to be born of the Virgin Mary, and through him you have given us power to become the children of God. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue, a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded.
We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension. And we look for the coming of his kingdom.
Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church, and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us, and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit,
all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen.
The bread which we break as a sharing in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. In this night, you have made known to us again the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Confirm our faith and fix our eyes on him until the day dawns and Christ, the morning star, rises in our hearts. To him be glory, both now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God,
we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen.
Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one all things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Once again, it has been a tremendous privilege to share this First Communion of Christmas with you, Bobby, and all our other friends from Legacurry. And I take this opportunity of wishing you and yours, together with all others present here this evening, with your families, and remembering also those who in present circumstances cannot be with you this year, a very peaceful and blessed Christmas. Service tomorrow, Christmas Day. Family service at 10 a.m. and on Sunday coming, morning prayer at 10 a.m. Everyone is warmly invited to the Watch Night service in Legacurry Presbyterian Church on New Year's Eve. Please note the change of time, which is now 6:30 p.m. This is to facilitate worshippers to enable them to get safely home before the lockdown curfew begins at 8 p.m. And it would be a great help if you would please notify the church wardens if you intend being present. Thank you.
The recessional hymn, 172. O come, all ye faithful.
Christ. Amen.